Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to join us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. Now, worship is about to begin. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning and welcome to worship. My name is Pastor Bob Fuchs. I'm one of the clergy here at First United Methodist Church in Brighton and Whitmore Lake, and I welcome you to worship and the unofficial start of summer here in Michigan. On this Memorial Day weekend, as we're out and about, take a moment and remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service for their country. This morning, we are going to talk about service. You're going to hear a couple of people share how they have served the church. You're going to hear a message from the Reverend Dr. Sherry Parker Lewis, our lead pastor here at First United Methodist Church. And you're also going to get a chance to hear from our graduates as we celebrate Graduate Sunday. So this is a full worship service, and there is so much going on that we sometimes will skip over those important aspects and those things that are happening around us that we need to be keenly aware of. Yes, we're currently in a pandemic crisis, and we continue to be very cautious. However, that has not prevented other things from happening in this state. We are seeing another crisis in the central Michigan area. And the Great Lakes Bay region is suffering from significant flooding, and it is devastating that area. Now, while most of us are not able to physically go and help, there are ways we can offer assistance. I direct you to go to michiganumc.org. That's the webpage for the Michigan United Methodist Church. And you can just go to the left side of that main page. You'll find news and you'll see an article about how we can help. Yes, we can pray and we can offer prayers for the people in that region. And we can also help through our monetary donations and through also collecting items that they need, such as hygiene kits, flood buckets, and items that'll go in there. And they also are in need of personal protection equipment as we continue to live within this COVID-19 world. Know that after the initial crisis has passed and a lot of people have headed back to where their homes are, the United Methodist Church will continue to be present in that area, offering assistance, both physically present and through our gifts. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to one of our graduates, Amanda Whitley.
Hi, my name is Amanda Whitley. At the church, I do Fish and Loaves with my mom monthly. So when we're out of quarantine, come and join. It's a fun time. And I also help in children's ministry when asked. I graduated from the Brighton High School this year, and some of the things I do was I was the co-captain on the robotics team, and I also did competitive dance. In the upcoming years, I am going to the University of Michigan, go blue, and am majoring in biomedical engineering in the College of Engineering. I hope to either develop organs or work in pharmaceuticals in the future.
Good morning, church family. I am so glad to be able to worship with you here today. Please join me in our opening prayer. O Christ, our only Savior, we pray that you will come and dwell in our hearts so that we may hold the light of hope in our eyes, the gift of service in our hands, and the love of others in our hearts. Amen.
Good morning, First Church. I'm Carolyn Combs, and for the past 6 or 7 years, I would like to tell you about Redbird Mission. I love going to Redbird. Redbird has, their staff has a vision, and it's a vision of hope for the people in the Appalachia. So we, being volunteers, we're part of that hope and that vision that they want. So there's two teams when we get down there. There's an off-campus team and an on-campus. I'm the leadership of the on-campus team. Una Couch, Una and I did the first year together, and we were at the retail store. The second year, Sandra joined us. We also packed boxes for Christmas. So Donna helped in that and others. We also went to the senior center because we don't want to forget about those seniors. So we had lunch there, but before lunch, we sat around a table and around a quilt, and we quilted and shared stories. It was so heartwarming. It was such a wonderful day. And in the afternoon, Liz played on the keyboard, so we had beautiful music. So the whole time, the whole day, but you know what? Thelma went missing. We didn't know what happened to Thelma. She found a sewing machine. She found some material. And she made curtains for the men's dorm and the ladies' dorm. That was so exciting. So it was a good time all in all. The off-campus mission, I know they have great stories to share. And they felt warm and uplifted in what they did for the people off-campus. But at nighttime was a little bit different. So the volunteers got together and they told us a little bit about Redbird. And we went to the fire station, had ice cream. And then we have talent, untalent show. We are the untalent. So we did a couple untalents. And how much fun was that? That our one untalent is even on the video of Redbird when they go to show other people. And the South Carolina women love watching us practice our skit. It was the boyfriend's back and he's gonna take turn, do, 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 do. So that was fun. They had fun watching. So the next year when we room with them, the South Carolina ladies, they didn't say hello. They said, "What's your skit this year?" And they joined us and we sang, "You Are My Sunshine." That is a joyful way of spending a week of uplifting, positive, joyful way to give to the Lord.
Good morning, church. I am Deacon Loretta Job, and it is a blessing to be with you in worship this morning. This morning, I want to share an experience I had on a mission trip to the Redbird Mission Center in Beverly, Kentucky. This trip happened about 8 or 9 years ago, and the memory is still vivid in my mind. The team I was serving with was headed out to do a home repair for Miss R. She had requested repairs to her front porch and the roof that overhung it. Miss R provided daycare for her grandchildren and wanted the porch to be safe for them to play on. As we approached the property, I was surprised to see that, like other homes we had been to, which were deep in a holler and separated and alone, this one sat on a very open piece of land, surrounded by 10 or so other houses. We pulled off the main road, crossed over a small creek, and parked our vehicle. As we prepared for the day's work, I got a chance to speak to Miss R about her house and her life. This is what she told me. This house was built by her grandfather in the 1800s. The stone foundation was built by him, by hand, carrying each rock up from the nearby creek bed. His dream was to establish a home that would stand for years and that the land around it would be used by other family members as the family grew. While we're used to seeing stone foundations and Michigan basements, this is not the norm in this part of the world. In this area, most homes are built into or on the side of mountains with a minimum foundation. There is not what you would call a lot of open land. A stone foundation standing 3 to 4 feet above ground is pretty unusual. Her grandfather's hope was that neither time nor the forces of nature, remember the creek running through the property, could shake or destroy this home. Miss R. told me that she had also learned her faith from her grandfather, and that faith had kept them safe throughout the struggles of life. Jesus' story of the two builders from Luke chapter 6 came clearly to my mind. Miss R. was now the matriarch of the family, and was indeed surrounded by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She told me that her grandfather built his house like he built his faith, on solid ground, and then passed that faith down to her, and she was now passing it down to the next generations. She continues to live and share that faith because of the strong foundation that was laid for her both spiritually and physically.
Good morning. Pastor Bob Fuchs here again, and I'm pleased to be able to share with you a little bit about my memories, my God sightings when I've been involved in service, involved in mission with the church. And for me, it goes back to those years where I served as an adult leader on Appalachia Service Project, ASP. You may have heard it called that. And I've been part of that on the youth trips, as I said, being an adult leader. And I did that for a number of years, and I saw God in so many different ways on those trips through the young people, through the families that they worked with and that they connected with. And this morning, I just wanted to take a couple minutes and just share with you a little bit about one person who really showed me God on each and every one of those trips. A young lady by the name of Sarah Diefendurfer. Now, Sarah had a smile that was infectious, and she had a heart that was huge and just loved others and loved God. And on the first trip where she was supposed to be part of my work team in 2010, Sarah was battling leukemia at the time and was undergoing treatment. However, she wanted to serve so badly that she made the effort to go on the trip. And when we arrived there, she had a flare-up and so was unable to spend the week. She had to turn around and go home. And she and I smiled at each other. And I said, Sarah, on one condition, that next year in 2011, that you are on my work team. And so in 2011, when that came around and it was time to head down to Appalachia, Sarah made the trip. Now, her mom, Jen, and I had a conversation that went something along the lines of this: Bob, I'm fine with Sarah going down on the mission trip, but I really want her to stay on the ground. I really want her to stay safe. That lasted about 24 hours. You see, we were working up on a roof, and while it was okay for a while to help on the ground and to make sure the skirting on the home was all affixed, after a while it just was difficult for Sarah to stay down on the ground while everyone else was up working on the roof. So we came to an agreement that Sarah wouldn't tell her parents until we got home that she was going to be up on the roof, and so she went up and she worked hard. And in fact, one of my favorite pictures of her is her working up on the roof. Sarah went on ASP again in 2012 and was also on my work team. And she just had an infectious smile. And I firmly believe that she saw Jesus in every person. And while she was there, yes, to work on the homes, to make them warmer, safer, and drier, that was just a small part of what Sarah did while on those mission trips. Sarah connected with the families. She showed them who Christ was in her actions, and she saw God everywhere. Sarah died in February of 2016. She was 21 years old. This isn't fair. It's wrong. Cancer truly sucks. And because of Sarah and her willingness to serve when she was fighting leukemia, for her willingness to go out and be with others and to make their lives better. That's my God sighting when I've been on mission trips, when I go on mission trips. They can be local, they can be in another state. In all of them, I will see Sarah's smile in the people that I encounter. I will see Jesus in the actions of others. And I will always remember Sarah's love for others and her love for Jesus and her willingness to be in service. Amen.
Today's scripture lesson is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
Good morning. My name is Sherry Parker Lewis. I'm the senior pastor at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. It is wonderful to be in worship with you this morning and to bring you another message in our series, Love to Tell the Story. Today, we're talking about service. You've already heard about God moments that members of our congregation have experienced in service, and their memories have fostered mine. I am remembering a trip that I took early in my ministry at First United Methodist Church, where I went with a mission team to Rio Bravo, Mexico. We worked hard, but one of my most profound memories was not our work, but the celebration of our work, when a family for whom we had built a home gathered us together on our last day and served us tamales. It was a blessing and a great joy to be with that family in their new home. I'm also remembering that when we have gone to Cass Community Social Services and worked hard, that the moments I cherish are those where I am able to talk with those in need in the city and those who are residents in the Cass Community Social Services programming. I can remember sitting at the lunch table with those who had come for the community meal and hearing their stories. It was a blessing. And I am also remembering serving as part of a medical team, supporting them and working in an orphanage when a team from our church went to Haiti just after the devastating earthquake that happened in January of 2010. One of the most precious memories for me of that trip was being invited by the chaplain of the hospital where we served to join him in rounds for prayer. And so, as he toured the hospital, offering prayers in Creole, I joined him in praying. On a couple of occasions, he invited me to pray and he translated for the patients. Together, across language barriers, we found the common bond in our belief and our security in God. It was a blessing. Sometimes we might think of service as getting the job done. But when we serve in the name of Jesus Christ, we are doing far more than just a job that has measurable outcomes, because the Holy Spirit is involved. Today you heard from Romans 12. And I am thinking about Paul and the early first century church. This particular letter he wrote to a community, a church in Rome, even before he had had the chance to meet them. He helped them to have a deeper understanding of this faith we call Christianity, and he helped them to understand what it means to live in community and to use our God-given gifts as the body of Christ. Chapter 12, the place where our scripture for today is, covers what it means to love, specifically to act in love. Paul tells the community that we are to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn, to seek to live in harmony with one another in deep humility. We are to serve God with patience and generosity and hospitality. And where did Paul ask the community to serve? Well, service began right there in community, caring for one another, and then moving out into the world in the service in love. You know, over these last days, I've been thinking about the values of First United Methodist Church. We have had many surveys along the way to check our values. And when we've done that, the values that we live out and aspire to have been affirmed. We love and want to be loved, and we want people to belong. And so we are a church that reaches out in friendly ways and works hard to be hospitable. It is a deep value for us. We are also a church that values growing in faith, whether it is through quality worship, small groups, or Bible study, or individual study. We value growing deeper in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And consistently, over and over, the highest value of our church is serving. Serving one another, serving within the church, serving the community, and serving the world. People, when they become members of First United Methodist Church, often comment that the reason they were drawn into the community was first because people were open to receiving them, and second, because of the spirit of service and the opportunities for mission and outreach and service that this church provides. It has been truly a blessing to participate in and to celebrate with this congregation its multiple outreaches into the community and into the world, to commission and to be along on many mission teams, and to be with people who find it a blessing to serve within the church in multiple ways, whether it's sorting out and cleaning out the pew racks, to cleaning up and caring for the church gardens, to helping to do maintenance in the church, to do our bulletin boards, to do all kinds of things that help the church along in its ministry. What I see again and again is a can-do spirit that not only extends from our church, but our members who serve in the community as volunteer coaches for many helping agencies and even on the boards of nonprofit agencies. We are a church that has at our very core a value for serving. My guess is, and I can kind of watch here, that if I ask anyone that is worshiping with us today to raise their hand, if you have served in some capacity in the name of Jesus Christ, everyone will raise their hand, because that is who we are. You know, when this whole stay-at-home order started, we brainstormed, what can we do to help people to continue serving? So we made a link, we called it Helping Hands, and we sent out a message that if you emailed through Helping Hands and you needed help, we get you help. And if you wanted to be a helper, someone who would run errands and care for a neighbor, you volunteer through Helping Hands. Let me tell you that we were overwhelmed with the number of people who were willing to help and to serve much more than even those who asked for help. And I know even today, you are out serving neighbor and in the community. And I tell you, this week I rejoice because I've learned that our Vena Community Dental Center is now open one day a week for emergency dental care and are planning, projecting into the future when they can come back online for all of the needy dental patients in our community. We celebrate that we are a serving community. Now, some people may look at our building and they might say, the church has grown still. But I have to tell you that because serving is the very heartbeat of our faithful community, that the heartbeat goes on and is strong. Even in this extraordinary times, we are seeking ways to be in service. When we serve in God's name, service becomes sacred. It is as if God touches the earth in our service. In the Celtic tradition, we call it a thin place, that thin place between humanity and between God is grown very thin in the midst of service. And that means whether our service is a simple caring gesture to someone we know, or the kind of service that involves sacrifice in generosity of resources, skills, and times. And we also understand that in mission and service through the church and through the community, we receive as much or more than we give. Again and again, I hear stories of mutual blessing for those who have been in service. Even some who went believing that they would provide all of the blessing for someone in need and then receiving blessing themselves. Oh, ministry, that is service in God's name, is powerful. And we have discovered that when we do it alone with God's help, remarkable things happen. And when we serve in community, oh, the things we can do are powerful because many hands are lifting the load and we are making a difference. Now, beginning in July, I am going to become a member of the staff of the United Methodist Foundation of Michigan. And in this time of pandemic, my job description has changed a little bit. And I will be spending my summer months offering time to clergy who need support and encouragement and coaching in these amazing transitional times. It is as if the church has begun anew, and all of the ways we've done things in the past need to be reexamined and adjusted for these current times. And the question for me that keeps coming to mind is, what if right now, today, the church was brand new? It was the church's first day of life. The church was taking its first breath. The church was born. What would be different? What would be the same? Well, I believe what would be the same, especially considering the values of First United Methodist Church, is that we would still have a heart for welcome and for seeking to help people to belong in this place. We would also have an incredible heart for digging deeper and knowing more about Jesus Christ and experiencing his grace through studying together and personal devotion. And above all, especially for this congregation, if it were brand new, we would have a heart, an unbelievable heart for service. Now, that doesn't mean that service would look exactly the same way it did last May or in January, but we have a heart for it anyway. So if the church was brand new today, we would still hold the same values. And while the world may change, while the way we do ministry may change, our values and why we do what we do will not. I am absolutely confident that this congregation will continue to love stranger and neighbor and friend alike. I trust that this congregation will continue to reach out in generosity of service. And I trust that this church will continue to reach out in ways that are creative and life-changing. By doing so, we have the opportunity to change the hearts of those who are in need and help them to lean toward Jesus Christ, our Savior and our full hope. I give thanks for my experiences of service, the inspiration that I have felt in serving alongside you, and I give thanks, I give thanks for the remarkable ways that you will serve and you will continue to shape this community and this world for God's glory. Please pray with me. Lord, I pray a blessing, a thanksgiving on those who have served within the church and those who are worshiping here today who have served, for their efforts, for their generosity, for their remarkable patience, for their wisdom. Praise be to God. And Lord, I offer blessing now on those who are creatively serving and those who will reach out in the months and the years to come, certainly representing the church, but always, always, Lord, for your glory. Lord, thanks be to God. Amen. As we come to this time in our worship service to talk about offering, I would like to show you a stained glass piece that was created for George Lewis by his congregation at First United Methodist Church of Howell to celebrate his years of ministry. And I wanted to just point out a couple of things about this. This is the logo of the United Methodist Church, and it has a couple of things that remind us about our faith. The first are the flames. The flames are the reminder of the tongues of fire that sat upon the apostles at Pentecost. And it is a reminder that the Holy Spirit is alive and well in the world. In fact, God has been doing an amazing thing in the lives of Christians for 2,000 years. God's reign, God's kingdom is real, and God is working in this world through Jesus Christ. We have been a part of that as our community of faith. And I invite you to continue to dig in and be a part of the church through your generosity, through the sharing of your resources, through your efforts and skills and prayers. We continue to join God in what God is doing in this world. And I point out the cross. The cross is a symbol of our faith that's his sacrifice. For in fact, Christianity was born in sacrifice. Jesus gave his life, he gave his all so that we would know freedom We would know salvation from sin. We would know life abundantly. And we have the opportunity to live into the understanding of generosity, even sacrificial, in the name of Jesus Christ as we join him in changing this world and uplifting those in need. If you want to be a part of this, I invite you to continue, or maybe even for the first time, to support the ministry of First United Methodist Church. You can go to our website, brightonfumc.org, and find ways that you can give financially. You can give by mail or online or even by text. And on that website, you will also find ways to give in service and to join us in powerful ministry as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus and to change lives. Let's pray. Bless, O Lord, the giving of gifts, those that have been given and those that are to come, that by your grace, they may continue the work of your kingdom. Lead us, Lord, that our hearts might know what will please you in service, and that we might offer the gift of ourselves so that others might know your glory and proclaim you as Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. It's Carol Kapuska, your worship leader for today. As we enter into a time of prayer, let me explain to you, why am I sitting in the car? Well, for several reasons. The two most important are the theme today. Today's theme is service. Now, typically when we think of service and doing service, we think about getting in the car and going somewhere and seeing people and providing some skill or something that is given to people that we need to go out and do. But during this time, we can't do that. But I still thought I would get in the car and provide a service for you. Now, the other thing is that I knew I was going to pray, and I thought to myself, where do I do the best prayers? In the car. I seem to find myself praying a lot in the car because there's a lot of time spent in the car with just nothing to do. And what better way to provide service and to use the time than to pray for other people and to pray for myself as well. So join me in the car, but in your living room or wherever it may be for you watching this live video, and pray with me. We bring praise to you, Lord, and put our hope in your unfailing love. Our hearts come to you in a variety of states. They may be full and joyous, and for this we thank you. Full of your love to share in service, but our hearts may also come to you depleted with sadness, ache, and loneliness. Knowing that, this is a time that we pray to you to ease this, to help us to find strength and guidance. The world has been even more chaotic these past months, but time continues to move on. The sun continues to rise and set. Life, even though change, continues to be lived, and we give thanks to you for not failing us in this continuity and steadfastness, for providing that example and foundation that there are some times and some things that do not change, your unfailing love. When stress comes, long-term stress, we lose patience with ourselves, with others, and we look at behaviors around us and we become frustrated. But you remind us also that these are the most important days to ask ourselves what we can do in service to you. How can we mirror your compassion for others? to use those frustrations in others not to condemn, but to challenge us. We have entered into Memorial Weekend, and perhaps without even taking a moment to realize it's here and remember its meaning, our own cares take over. We've forgotten what month it is, what day of the week it is, but it is Memorial Weekend. And we want you to help us to remember those who lost their lives to protect our freedoms. Freedoms that have allowed us choices and privileges. But even with those freedoms today, there are people truly suffering. We pray for them, for shelter, necessities, medical help, comfort, whatever they may need. Remind us that our discomfort does not come close to others' suffering and chaos, that even in our hardship, we can be of service in your name. And now with all of those prayers and those that are in our hearts that we personally pray to you, let's together say the prayer that Jesus taught us through his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And praise be to you. Have a great day.
You are God's servants, gifted with dreams and visions.
Upon you rests the grace of God, like flames of fire.
Love and serve the Lord in strength of spirit.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
The strong arms of God sustain you.
And the power of the Holy Spirit strengthens you in every way. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited to take part in this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of our community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to visit us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.